Okay, just gone 10 past 8. You're listening to 92.3 FM, Halton Community Radio. This is the Friday Sports Show, and I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio yet again Steve Pritchard. Steve's the press officer and a board member of Runcorn Linnets Football Club. Steve, welcome.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Busy week for Runcorn Linnets, and it's very kind of you to come in to discuss some of the issues with us. I guess for many of the listeners, I know a lot of listeners tonight will be Runcorn Linnets fans, but perhaps those that aren't. If we could just take a quick rewind in time and take a look at the original purpose of the ground fund, given that the club still perhaps, some would say in its infancy, the original purpose of the ground fund and what the club was trying to achieve.
Yeah, sure. The club, as it stands now, Runcorn Linnets, was formed 3 years ago, I think it was now, after the demise of the previous club that used to play down at Canal Street. So there was a sequence of events there with the Canal Street ground being sold and then moving to the stadium in Widnes and then moving on to Prescott. And then that club wound up. So the fans of that club decided to keep the whole thing going and formed Runcorn Linnets. And obviously at that point we were lucky enough to manage to get a ground share deal with Witton Albion, playing out near Northwich, and it was one of our key aims to bring the club back to the town where it should be.
Okay, now it was announced this week. I'm not sure which day the announcement came out, Steve, from the club, but the announcement that the club intends to move to Halton Sports in Murdeshaw there. But before we talk about those plans, the club previously had plans to move to Riverside College, as most people will be aware. Has that now been ruled out?
I think it has, yes. The site down there was such that it was a completely greenfield site, so everything needed to be put in place there, and we just really found that the costs were prohibitive there. The economic downturn, as was being discussed earlier, sort of didn't really help with raising funds for that, but yeah, one of the key reasons was financial there, and so yes, that's not likely to happen now.
Okay, and I guess there have been various reports in various media outlets, I guess we could call them, this week. Particularly, I think Derek was very grateful to the college for their support through the journey of trying to bring the ground to the college there.
Very much so, yes. I mean, we did take that quite a way with the sort of green lease deals and that kind of thing, and the college have been very supportive throughout the whole thing, so yes, we are very grateful to them.
Okay, now from reading the website, the plans are in place for the 2010-2011 season at Halton Sports. For those people that may not know where Halton Sports is, perhaps you could give them an idea of the exact location, and for those that do perhaps know the location, the exact piece of land that we're looking at up there.
Yes, we're talking about Halton Sports at Murdeshaw. It's just off the sort of roundabout that is off the M56 there. The piece of land that we're talking about, those familiar with the area, there's the Halton Arms pub, and next to there's a house, and adjoined to that there's a building that used to be a gym but has been disused for a number of years. That's the building that we'll be referring to, where the changing rooms and various other facilities that we're looking to have will be housed. And obviously there's a number of football pitches adjoining that on the other side of Stockham Lane, and that's where the pitch will be placed. But it's important to make clear that the number of pitches on that site that's available to the public currently won't actually change. They're just being rearranged to accommodate our new site. I mean, obviously, all of this is still subject to sort of planning permission and stuff, so these are aspirational plans, obviously.
Okay, I guess you must have read my mind there, because I was going to ask, is it a realistic start date for 2010-11? And I guess that the key deciding factor in all of that will be the planning permission and perhaps consultation with the local residents. Is there a certain time scale that you can put on that, and is there a process that you need to go through?
Yes, there's various sort of planning things, and we need to get agreement, obviously, to be able to do this with the and consult with the existing users of the site, obviously. The 2010-2011 sort of deadline, if you like, is something that is possible and is achievable, and it's what we're hoping to do, but obviously there's a certain element of managing to get all your ducks in a row there in order to meet such tight timescales. You know, we're talking about having to have things in place, not necessarily in the start for the start of the season there, sort of in August. You've got to have it in place a good few months in front of that in order for, you know, ground inspections and stuff by the league, for them to be happy that you can play there. So there's certainly quite a tight timescale. We're talking less than 12 months in order to get all of this sorted out. So it's really a case of just trying to push everything through as much as we can. We've done as much preparation as we can, and it's you know, it's in the lap of the gods, really.
Yeah. Now, the actual ground is funded by a significant sum that's been raised by Runcorn Linnets themselves, Halton Borough Council, and I believe the Football Foundation. Could you just explain the ways in which each of these organisations are helping the club? Are there certain aspects of the ground move they're dealing with, or?
Yes, sure. The way it works is the Football Foundation have got the Stadium Improvement Fund, and they have specific rules with regard to the way that they provide monies and how much they'll provide. At our level, it's capped at £100,000, but that doesn't mean they'll just sort of write a cheque for £100,000 and you can spend it how you like. There are particular aspects of the project that they'll fund a percentage of. So the sort of things that get most percentages are for things that are of benefit primarily to spectators as opposed to perhaps the playing surface or floodlights. You're really looking at things like, you know, toilets and pathways and things like that that they'll potentially fund a greater percentage of. But all of that percentage gets added up and then gets capped at 100,000. So obviously, unless you're spending a lot of money, you won't necessarily make all of that 100,000. So as I say, it's a cap. It's not a given you'll make that much. So I think we're not looking at being able to get that full amount. It's probably more like sort of 75,000-80,000 with regard to the various quotes and things that we've got for the different aspects of the project.
Okay.
Obviously, the club itself has raised, as you say, a significant amount of money. I think in terms of the amount of money that we can physically access, because some of the money in our totaliser, which is just over 75,000, some of that, as people have pointed out, is pledges from a brewery with regard to sort of setting up a clubhouse and so on. So we do have to discount some of those funds from certainly the first phase of the project. But we're still talking about, you know, having over 30 grand in the bank that we can put into the project, and obviously we can spend our money however we like. There's no sort of limit on that. And then finally, as you've probably seen in the document that the council put out, they're looking for approval, or we're looking for approval from them, to have a budget of a maximum of £100,000 to be spent on the site in order to bring it up to standard. So that's where the funding is kind of coming from. Those are the main things. We are hoping to be able to access sort of fund matching on our section of the money. So it means that we could well end up freeing up another sort of £30,000 or so. But of course, that will just come off of what monies need to be spent by the council,
yes,
most likely.
Yeah. I think you're reading my mind tonight, Steve. My next question that we've had in is we've had the support, of course, of Councillor McDermott in the press this week, and that leads us nicely onto the executive meeting being held on the 18th of June. Is it the most important day in the short history of the club?
I think it probably is. We've had important days before, but certainly this one would trump most of those, I think. Obviously, we're very grateful to Councillor McDermott and the rest of the exec and everybody who's helped in putting this whole proposal together. We've had a lot of support, as we've said before. We reiterate that we've had a lot of support from the council, and obviously this is, you know, this is it really. It needs to get agreement at the exec board meeting next week, and hopefully that will come, and we'll be able to sort of make a start on the project.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Steve, a few specifics now in terms of the infrastructure at Halton Sports, and why perhaps more so than other locations within Runcorn that have been explored, why Halton Sports came out as perhaps a preferred location in terms of its infrastructure and the benefits it has to the club.
Sure, yeah. Halton Sports had a number of benefits in comparison with other sites that we looked at. For instance, Haddocks Wood, and obviously the college that it was being sort of compared against. We've got playing surfaces at both Haddocks Wood and Halton Sports, but the playing surface at Halton Sports, which was, as I say, one of the key aspects in terms of the budget, it will cost you sort of nigh on £100,000 to put a new playing surface in, but the playing surface at Halton Sports is already there and was, because of the rearrangement of the pitches, would allow it, was available to us, whereas at Haddocks Wood, the existing pitches weren't able to be rearranged in such a way that we could have room there. So it would have meant a new playing surface having to be laid at Haddocks Wood.
Okay, can I just ask, in terms of the main pitch though, that we're going to have, is there going to be a training or, as some would call it, an all-weather pitch in addition to the main pitch?
Well, yes, hopefully. Those are the people who are familiar with the Halton Sports sites. There's a an all-weather surface there already that's in dire need of some restoration. It's one of the old kind of shale surfaces, and it's got some sort of disused floodlights by the side of it. And certainly one of the plans of the whole project, which obviously isn't included in that sort of £200,000 project that I've just been describing, is to bring that up to scratch, hopefully to put a 3G surface on there, and obviously make the floodlights operational. And that'll be used as a training facility for the club, but also it'll be made available to the public to use as well, so that we've got even another usable surface down at Halton Sports. One of the other things that, going back to the reason why Halton Sports is a good site for us, is the fact that there is that disused building there, which is big enough to accommodate pretty much all the facilities that we require. Sort of function room. There's a big space in there which is big enough for functions, and there's rooms there which are already pretty much kitted out as changing rooms for both home and away. There's another changing room there that's big enough to be split so that we can have two officials' changing rooms. There's a room there for an office, room there for hospitality. You know, we need to feed and water the visiting directors. So all of that stuff can be contained in that building, which wasn't available on any of the other sites. Haddocks Wood, for example, has got a building there, but there is existing users of that would need to be taken into account. You can't just sort of turf people out. So we've got the ideal opportunity with Halton Sports, because there's a building there that's been disused. As I say, I think it's about 3 years, so there's no existing user to upset or displace by us using that building, and obviously there's no cost to build it because it's already there, so that saves a considerable amount of money, obviously, compared to the other sites where you might have to build something from scratch.
Okay, we've mentioned, we've had a quick chat before we came on air, in terms of the pitch quality as well, particularly the level surface up at Halton Sports, that's a big advantage.
Yes, I mean, some would say that the slope surface at Canal Street was probably yes. a bit more of an advantage. But yes, as I was saying, the pitch quality up at Halton Sports is very good. It's certainly superior to some of the pitches that we played on at the grounds that we visit. But the other thing that's very useful for us is the fact that all of the facilities that we'd need in terms of, drainage, and I'm talking about sort of toilet type drainage and electricity and that kind of stuff, is all available very close at Halton Sports. We wouldn't have to do long runs. I mean, if we take the college, there was a certain aspect of expense involved in sort of taking electricity from the college side of the car park across to the grass side. So I think there's a technical term for it, I think a soft something or other, but it's the fact that any pipes, cables, that kind of stuff that we need to lay will be in grass, and they're not having to go across car parks and pavements and roads and that kind of stuff, which makes a big difference to the cost. So,
yeah, so it's basically easier to do, and so reduces the cost of doing that. The local amenities as well. There's a car park up there, Steve?
That's right, yes. There is a car park that would be available to us on match days. So we don't need to put one of those in. It may well be that, over time that gets extended and that kind of stuff, but in the first instance there should be sufficient parking as long as people park properly.
Are you suggesting that people don't, or...?
Not at all.
No. Nothing personal against any of our listeners, perhaps.
No.
In terms of the pub, and you've mentioned the deal with the brewery and the funding that was in the totaliser on the website, how are we going to utilise the pub? Is it the Halton Arms?
Yeah, it's the Halton Arms. To be honest, there's not been any specific discussions as of yet with the Halton Arms. I mean, obviously, there is an opportunity there to utilise that for fans visiting the site, but we haven't discounted the possibility of having facilities obviously at the site ourselves. It's something that's basically up for discussion, so it's not there's no done deals or anything.
Initial phase of, I mean, it's still a proposal.
Exactly, it's still a proposal at this point, so it would probably be inappropriate to start trying to strike deals with anybody with regards to supplying bar facilities or anything like that.
Yeah, and I guess we've spoken about the main infrastructure issues there. Would there be plenty of room for expansion if the club were to progress at the leagues?
Certainly. The site that we're sort of looking to map out obviously accounts for a full-size pitch and the capacity that we require at this point. But there's sufficient sort of physical room around that to be able to put in, many more stands, larger stands, that kind of thing, which, as it turns out, is a bonus compared to the college site, which was quite a tight site. And although there's the banking that we could potentially have utilised at the college, it probably wouldn't have been suitable for, actual stands as such. We would have had to sort of build it into the infrastructure. So we've got a nice flat site with easy access where we can put more stands, should we require it as time goes on.
Okay, the initial, I'm not sure you'll particularly have the answer to this, but in terms of the initial specification of the ground, is it up to North West County standard, Unibond standard? Which sort of level are we pitching the initial plans at?
The initial plans will be pitched at our level and the level above. So obviously it certainly will, in the first instance, be sufficient for North West County's Premier. And we'll be looking to make sure that it's there for Unibond. To go to the top level of Unibond, there probably will be extra work required, but that's normally sort of a bit more hard standing or an extra stand, that kind of stuff. It's just adding extra capacity. Everything else is being built with that sort of in mind, if you like. We're not doing anything that's going to have to be undone.
Yes.
It's just stuff that needs to be added to.
Okay, another perhaps a tricky question that we've had in. The actual building plans themselves, are the council taking the lead on the plans, or are the club using some contractors? Essentially, is it going to be owned by the club or perhaps leased from the council, or are you still in discussions in that respect?
Nothing's finalised as it stands at the moment, but it's definitely the way that we're heading with this is a lease deal. It's not going to be a sort of a council-owned facility that is rented. In that sense, we're looking at sort of lease deals, basically, so that the facilities will be run and operated by the club rather than the council. Does that answer the question?
It does. Thank you very much.
Super.
Steve, should the proposal go ahead for the move to Halton Sports, of course, the running costs, I guess, and I'm just presuming there, will have to be met by the club itself.
Yes, definitely. As I say, it's going to be a club site, obviously owned by the council, but leased to the club. So all the operating costs, from, you know, everything from mowing the lawns and all that kind of stuff will have to be met by the club.
Yeah, and I guess in terms of the good work that the fans of Runcorn Linnets Football Club have done so far and the efforts they've put into making the return to Runcorn a viable proposition, that will have to continue, I guess, in a similar vein when they move back to Runcorn.
Definitely, definitely, and hopefully some of them are dab hand with a paintbrush and stuff, because we'll have, as I say, we've got this building that we're going to need to make various changes to, and obviously a lick of paint that spruced it up and that kind of stuff. So there's going to be potential for working parties to be able to come in and help out. So it's an exciting prospect, certainly.
Yeah, I guess we had some plans on the website as well, which you run. We had a 3D video and some pictures and some narrative regarding the move to the college. Is there anything going to be forthcoming in terms of the move to Halton Sports? Will there be similar things for people to look at on the website? Anything planned in that respect?
Yes.
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 Is this an exclusive?
we've got a video of a similar nature to the one that we had for the college site that will be released next week, I hope, in the event of a successful approval process. And then that'll give people an idea of what sort of layout and so on that we're proposing.
Okay, so that's going to be after the meeting, should it be successful.
That's right.
And there'll be a link on the homepage
that's
for
right.
people to get access to that.
Yeah.
There's also mentioned on the website a meeting which you're going to plan as a club for people to discuss the move to Halton Sports. Is that for... Well, it's after the meeting again on the 18th.
That's right.
Is that a trust members meeting or a general meeting for the general public? Or?
It's a fans meeting. Meeting for fans to come along to ask their questions about the proposals and the plans and so on. We could make it a trust-only thing, but because of the way the constitution is written, that would be an SGM, and there are various rules associated with that, so we wouldn't be able to have it for a number of weeks. Obviously, if there were any vote to be taken in terms of people agreeing what was or wasn't going to happen, that's down to the trust, and so we would need to call an SGM. But we felt that this is such a momentous thing for us, the opportunity to come back to the town, that it would just be open to fans to come along and sort of see what we've got and have their opportunity to ask questions of us.
Yeah, fantastic. I guess a number of people have raised the point. It's kind of in that respect as well, the role of the appointed board particularly, and I'm looking at the importance of privacy in negotiations perhaps with the council and the club making announcements. I think you as an individual, I suppose members of the board, like to keep the fans informed as much as you can, and a few people perhaps have been a little bit critical that there hasn't been an announcement prior to this week.
Yep.
But as a board, I guess it's important that a certain level of privacy is maintained throughout negotiations.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, whenever you're in a negotiating situation, I think it's always important to realise that although everybody wants to know everything, playing your cards close to your chest is normally the prudent way to proceed. We were given advice about various things that we shouldn't necessarily broadcast. What the plans were, the fact that things might change, because at the end of the day, you don't know who you may be affecting by your decision to change. It's just the nature of the beast, really, that you can't broadcast everything that you want to do or think you might do all the time, because that will just ultimately have an impact on the success of the project. So we do understand the fact that fans may well have thought, well, where's this come from? It's come out of the blue. But the truth of the matter is, this whole sort of project has been ongoing for a number of months. So it's not something that's just kind of popped out in the last couple of weeks. We've been working hard, and we've been working hard with the council to try and make these plans come to fruition. So hopefully we will be successful in getting approval next week.
Okay, fantastic. And I think everybody listening to the show, and I'm sure all the fans of Runcorn Linnets would like to to thank yourself for popping in tonight and the other members of the board for bringing the dream, as it were, the potential of returning to Runcorn. It's taken a fantastic effort on your part, and I'm sure everyone's very thankful to you for that.
Well, you know, I think we all want the same thing. We all want the club back in the town, and you know, hopefully this is a first significant step of actually making that happen.
Okay, fantastic. We've had another email in there, Glitch.
We've had an email from our friend Kim over in New Zealand. I won't attempt to say that word that Mike got mixed up last week, where Kim lives. It says, good morning or good evening, boys, and hello, Steve. Nice to hear what is going on with Runcorn and its football club. Think I've woke up at the right time to listen in. Well, you just about have, Kim.
It's nice to hear from Kim all the way over there, really.
I wonder what time it is over there.
I've not got a clue. It's usually.
I think it's
first thing in the morning, isn't it?
That's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow morning. Yeah,
that's Saturday morning. That's fantastic, Kim. Thanks for.
He'll probably email us and tell us now.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Steve, anyone who'd like to get involved with the Linnets, and there are many ways that people can do that, which we've mentioned on previous shows. Would you like to give out the club's contact information and website address?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of people now are obviously sort of clued upon to the internet, and it's very easy way of getting in touch with the club. Our website address is runcornlinnetsfc.co.uk, and on there there's a number of links down the left hand side. The bottom one is contact us, and anybody who wants to get involved or has got any comments or just wants to tell us what they're thinking can basically put their contact details in there, press the button, and that gets distributed out to all the members of the board so that they can deal with it if appropriate.
Okay, fantastic, Stephen, and thanks again on behalf of everybody at HCR for taking the time to come into the studio. Much appreciated.
No problem, more than welcome.